Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 54 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics as we kind of work our way backwards. Misnumbered the podcast, so we jumped from 53 to 55. So we'll kind of fill in here at 54, but a special episode on episode 54 as we celebrate Bridgeport's first ever boys soccer championship as the Bridgeport Indians came home with the state championship on Saturday with an exciting 3-1 victory over the previously unbeaten top-ranked Nitro Wildcats down in Beckley, and we'll be joined by Keith Dumas, Bridgeport's boys soccer coach, coming up in just a moment for a lengthy conversation about just a magical year for Bridgeport boys soccer. And congratulations also to the girls soccer team to making the Final Four in the state tournament as well. Busy, busy week. Invite you to stay tuned. A lot of great information here on episode 54. First, joined by Keith Dumas, the boys soccer coach of Bridgeport High School. Keith, first question I got to ask, you know, since Saturday, here it is Tuesday, has it all sunk in? Tell me about the last few days. I know usually when you win a state championship, it's such a euphoric feeling for such a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's from team perspective, the kids, myself, my family, it's just a very special experience, and the parents as well, and all the fans. We had an unbelievable support through this past week, through the girls' semifinal games, the boys' semifinal games, and of course, our final game. And, you know, that stuff just makes it all that much more special for everyone involved. So, yeah, certainly still buzzing, riding that high for sure.
All right, before we talk about the end of last week and the weekend, let's go back to the beginning of the season. In your mind, walk me through that. When did you, when did it all come together? When did you feel like, you know, we've got something here that perhaps could end like it did on Saturday?
You know, for a specific example is when we had our overnight trip, we played Oak Hill, then we stayed in the hotel, and we played Greenbrier East the next day, which Oak Hill's program's not super strong, but they're going to put a fighting team on the field, and we were only 1-0 at halftime. We had a pretty hard conversation at halftime. In the second half, we came out and scored 3 goals in 10 minutes. And that evening, I think we ended up winning that game 5-0. And that evening, we get to the hotel, nice camaraderie building with the kids, some team meeting, and then we go down to Greenbrier East the next day and really put on a phenomenal show and kind of dominate that game, win 2-0. That for me felt like, man, this team is really starting to come together, and and they're starting to work off each other. And, you know, it just takes some moments in themselves to start believing in themselves, because we certainly believed in them. And, but then you start competing against a team like Greenbrier East, who we always know is a top team in the state for soccer, and you go out there and dominate them. It's like, wow, that's a pretty special performance.
I know the next Saturday you went back down south to Beckley and took on a Beckley Woodrow Wilson team who, you know, at the time was considered not only one of the top teams, if not the top team in the state of West Virginia, certainly in their class, but they were considered, you know, one of the top teams, at least on the East Coast, in the nation. And you competed with them. And I know in talking with a couple of the kids, that was – you know, while you came up 3 goals short in that game, that was kind of a measuring stick that, hey, we do belong.
Yeah, that and the fact that, you know, I always want the kids to know that, and we play those hard teams for a specific reason. You know, there's always work to be done. You can't get complacent in wins. You got to keep your edge. You got to stay humble, you know, you got to stay hungry for sure. And so, you know, that's part of our pregame talk every single game. And going down and, well, we scored first in the game and just building that confidence right there, knowing you can at least get a goal against a team of this standard. But then after the game, you know, we talked with their coach and with their fans, and they're like, you guys are a really strong team, you know, and, but a team like Woodrow puts They put 11 seniors on the field this year as starters at returning state champions, you know. And so they have a very special team. But, you know, it's still, we knew we could compete, and they gave us some good graces of, hey, you guys are really going to compete in the AAA level this year. I can promise you that. So that was comforting. And like I say, the boys took hold that and just built off that momentum. And that was our last loss. Our only loss.
Yeah. So 11 straight wins after that, one tie with East Fairmont. But then, of course, you suffer not only some adversity, massive adversity, when Grayson Church goes down with a knee injury. And then all of a sudden, not only do you lose, you know, one of your leaders, you lose your top goal scorer at that point, a kid that really had put together a player of the year type campaign. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of left scrambling with the you know, with the lineup and face your first real adversity of the year. How were you able to overcome that?
You know, there's no doubt at the moment that that happened, that the feeling of the team was one that is one you never want to really be a part of, especially going into essentially the three hardest games of your season, a region final, semifinals and finals, if you get to all three of those. But, you know, we may have looked calm and collective as coaches. We put together a game plan, and we told the kids we had 100% confidence in them and what they could do and their ability. And everybody was just going to have to step up another level. And for us, you know, to go out there and score that first goal that we scored against Bird in 37 seconds, I think that just solidified the fact that – that they knew that they could do it. And honestly and truly, they built off that momentum. And I mean, they were on such an unbelievable high at that time after that game, and saying that we're unstoppable at this moment, that it's going to take a special team to beat us right now, even without, you know, kind of our leader on the field. Not a leader in the sense that he's a vocal leader. He's just a leader in his work rate. He leads our attack. He works extremely hard to get the ball back. He always wants the ball at his feet. I mean, Grayson is a special player. Everybody knows that. But these guys stepping up and doing what they did is just – it's still hard to believe, and I'm so proud of them for it.
All right, so take me to the semifinal, Greenbrier East, rematch with them. As you mentioned, had a battle with them early in the season. So you get them again. There in Beckley, game is 1-1 headed into the overtime period. How did that all play out?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Lucas always going to have those guys ready to play. They were 9-1 in their last 10 games. I knew that they had made some adjustments and were going to be ready to play us. And so heading into that overtime game, you know, the feeling was, hey, look, guys, I know we're tired. I know we're hurting, but we got – probably another 20 minutes, maybe PKs. But if we can go out here, put some effort in, and get some opportunities on goal, one of them's going to go in. And we had two, obviously, really good opportunities, one within the first 2 minutes of overtime that Rial just missed. And then when he turned that defender on the second time and got behind him, we'd already talked about slotting the ball as opposed to just trying to power it in. And he did exactly that. I just knew it was going to happen. And it was just phenomenal. A great feeling. The guys were so relieved and obviously excited for that moment.
You know, as you mentioned, that was just such an emotional game, physically exhausting game. You get an off day on Friday, which I know was very important, but you get Nitro in the championship game, which I know that our kids, you know, wanted to play all year, you know, in that situation for a title. So, I'm sure as a coach, you probably were happy at that point that it's Nitro that you get to play the next day, because it doesn't matter how tired they are mentally or physically, they're going to be ready to play.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had them circled all year. We felt like, you know, you can always say when you're number two and you've only lost one game to probably one of the best, definitely one of the best teams in the state, if not in the region, that, you know, you feel a little slighted. And I kind of like having that edge and going into that game saying, hey, we're kind of the underdog. That's the way everybody's looking at us. They thought we were the underdog last night, although we were ranked higher than them. And we're kind of the underdog going into this finals. And I think they've written us off, especially since we lost Grayson. And, you know, that's we use that as motivation for the kids, and they use it for themselves. And going into that game, we were physically exhausted, but we hydrated extremely well. Got to rest, ate really well on Friday, prepared our bodies and our minds to go out there, 36 hours after our win and be ready to battle on the field, because that's what it's going to be. They're not going to just sit there and let us have it. We're going to have to go take it from them.
You know, it's interesting in these tournaments, a lot of times the semifinal is the I'll say the toughest game, but it's the most stressful game. As you mentioned, it's just sometimes the toughest game to get past. And then you get into the championship games and you're more relaxed and you've got nothing to lose. And in watching that game on Saturday, it kind of felt like our guys were, comfortable and in control the entire match. How did you see it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely going to have some nerves going in that game. The biggest crowd. Two biggest crowds we've ever played in front of were those two games, and you got that excitement of everyone cheering you on, and some cheering against you, of course. And these kids handled it really well. I mean, it took us a few minutes to get settled in. We had a game plan going into the game, and we kind of had a backup plan as well if things weren't going well. And it's not that they weren't going well the first half. It's just the fact we needed to make some strategic adjustments and getting that first goal kind of against the run of play for us was spectacular. Phil hit a phenomenal shot off a one-time bad defensive play from about 25 yards out. And, they came right back down. We made a mistake defensively. We were a little too flat. And Bodie Jordan is a phenomenal player. He's him and Grayson are right there. I would take them, both of them for sure. And we made a mistake, and he made us pay for it. But after that, we made an adjustment at halftime. And with that adjustment, we decided to man mark Bodie. And Jonah Coakley did that for us. And I tell you, it changed the whole momentum of the game. He shut him down. He never had a clean shot on goal after that. In fact, I don't think they had a shot on goal after the first 20 minutes of the game. And that was a big momentum changer. We were able to push our wingers up to help Rial get some pressure on their defense, which we thought we could outplay their defense. And obviously on Saturday, we got that opportunity and we did it.
All right. So tell me what's going through your mind. You're up 2-1, time's winding thin, it's still a one goal game. So anything can happen. They bring their goalie out and Rial hits that incredible shot from the sideline that just bounces right into the left side, upper corner of the goal, 3-1. And at that point, there's no doubt that the likelihood that you're going to win a state championship is extremely great.
Yeah. I mean, people don't realize how hard that shot was. And because he's running full speed, keeper's coming at him, who has every advantage because he can use his hands and he can basically plow through him if he wants to. Not that he wants to hit Rial. He's pretty big guy. And for him to have that finesse and touch to put that on goal in that moment when you've been working for 77 minutes, it was just a phenomenal feeling. I mean, on the sidelines, you could feel the air come out of us and say, we've done it. Everybody on the sideline is, we've done it. It's hard to believe, but we got it done.
Four questions for you. Tell me more about Rial and his game. And obviously he's only a junior, so he's going to get better and have a great senior year next year. But he's just phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, his ability. I've said this about him. I've known Rial for obviously since he's been in high school when he was at Buchanan, and he's played on the travel team with my son and in the Springs, and he. His ability to just work around defenders, use his body and get around them. I mean, that second goal he scored, he was so patient and they lost track. I mean, there were four defenders there and he got around every one of them and just tapped that into the goal. They couldn't find him. And that's kind of what his part of his magic is. But not only that, the guy can hit a shot that's not even close to the goal. And the next shot he takes, he believes it's going in the upper 90. He has no – it does not affect him one bit to have 10 bad shots and the next one's going in the upper 90. And that's a special player to have because it mentally just wears on you as a player in those situations. And he's just he's able to forget that moment and move to the next.
Yeah, I got to ask you, obviously a great senior class, and I know you're extremely pleased to be able to cap it. You know, you can't go out a senior any better than this, certainly. But the future of this program is certainly very bright.
Yeah, the junior class alone, you know, of the 115 goals we scored, they've scored 80 of them. So that's just most teams in the state do not score 80 goals throughout the whole season. And we've got a one class that did it on their own. So taking that into next year, they've got a very bright future, and they've got some good support players coming up. We're losing four senior starters, which, you know, inevitably, it's going to happen to any team any year, but at least it's not 11 like a lot of other teams around the state that they got to replace. And these young kids are going to have an opportunity to step up and be a part of this team and be a part of something special, because this is that junior class is just as special as the senior class was. And so I'm looking forward to what they're going to produce next year.
Finally, I've always said this, you know, around Bridgeport's program, we've been, you know, so blessed over the years to have tremendous success, sure. No matter the sport. There's not many firsts to be had, you know, when you look at it, and you were able to accomplish one of those.
Yeah. I mean, I've been coaching for 14 years in high school. That doesn't include some coaching outside of that, but you know, as a coach, it's really special to win. I've won some state championships as a player growing up, and this just feels so much more special because what coaches do put into it outside of practice and games. It's an amazing feeling to be able to do this and to have the first for the school. I wouldn't have had it any other way. And with a group of kids, you know, they're just very special. And I tell you, they really put in the work. They never once I asked them to do something, complained about it. They put the work in every day at practice. Even when we were having bad days at practice, they still giving me 100% and knowing what it means to get to the finish line.
Plus, you get to experience this with your son. And I don't think you can put into words what that could possibly mean.
Yeah, you know, it's a kind of a bittersweet. It's definitely sweet. Definitely more sweet than bitter for sure. But, you know, going out on top with my son on the team as a senior, it's still setting in. And we've been walking around the house. We've got the trophy here in the house. We're not giving it to school yet. And every time I look at it, I just smile. You know, we smiled together and looked at it lots of times over the last few days. And, you know, it's just a special feeling. And, not ready to give that thing back to the school just yet.
Yeah, understand. All right, enjoy it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of celebrations planned, so let it soak in, and appreciate you throughout the year keeping us updated.
Yeah, and thank you, Travis, for keeping us on your radar and taking the time to spend with me and these players that well-deserved, and they appreciate the spotlight as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. Appreciate you. And again, congratulations. Whip around next.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, let's kick off a busy, busy week. First, on Tuesday, that is today when we release the podcast, the volleyball team is opening up state tournament play at the Charleston Coliseum and Convention Center against Spring Valley this afternoon. Cheerleading, fresh off their regional win, they've qualified for the state cheer championship coming up in Charleston on Wednesday, November the 19th. They will compete in the Big Ten Championships on Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Football team opens up playoff action at home on Saturday against the 16th seed Pikeview. And if you need tickets for that, reminder, it's available only electronically for all playoff games, and you can get the link to the tickets. It's available right here at BridgeportIndians.com on the front page. If you go under upcoming events down to Saturday for football, you'll see the little ticket icon. You can click on that and buy your tickets there. And it's swimming time. We're heading to the pool as the Bridgeport boys swim team and girls swim team will have a home meet coming up at the Bridge on Saturday at 6 p.m. That's going to do it for episode 54 of Tribe Talk the podcast. A reminder, we've got a live Indians Tonight show coming your way on Friday night from 7:06 until 8:30, and a replay of the Tyler Ferris show from 8:30 until 9:30 to get you to high school game night on 103.3 WKMZ or the Bridgeport Sports app on Friday night. And then radio coverage of the Indians playoff game with the Pikeview Panthers coming up on Saturday from the stadium. Talk to you next week on Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.